Yeah.
Apparently, I got to get there quicker, huh?
On those games, you better. Yeah.
So who hit that shot right there to win?
I don't know. I'm sure everybody claims. It's like a tip-in. Everybody thinks they made it.
Feeling any different today?
No. I'm disappointed. I'm still disappointed. I mean, in that, you know, I think that in order for us to be a really good team, you know, we can't, you know, we can't. Here, you guys take that. I'll give it to you. Here. There's a thing right there. You know, first quarter, what we scored in the second, that's the lead that we had. And you can see, you know, the ones that we won and the ones that we lost. You know, I mean, you got to be a really good team to get leads
this
like
the entire
that.
Season?
No, that we started a month ago.
A month ago?
Yeah. We started a month ago. We started a little over a month ago in Dallas. You know, so.
Pool reporter.
Yeah.
Be a pool reporter.
You can be the pool reporter. But I mean, that's you know, if it happens one or two times, then, you know, I think you can deal with it. You know, hey, it happens 12, 15 times, then obviously it's a pattern. And, you know, to me, that's something that we've got to resolve it. And it's got to become, you know, some solution has to come about because I think we struggle. We're going to struggle if we're good enough to build a league. But then at some stage have to play from behind. You know, there should never been a reason that we played from behind in that game last night, and we did. And actually, you know, if you go back and look at the tape, we got very lucky because Bogut, I don't know why he missed the layup. I have no idea why he did miss the layup. Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, so, you know, and I just think those things can't happen. And as I said to our guys, there's going to be nights where we play hard and we grind it out and we compete like crazy, that we're not able to win games because of just, you know, extenuating circumstances or something come up or some team play exceptionally well. And we can understand that. It happened here with Memphis. You know, Memphis played unbelievably well. Well, those games you can accept a little bit better than you can where you start off great and then all of a sudden you end up struggling to, you know, to come away with a win. That should have been a game where our starters were able to rest the fourth quarter, and we didn't get that done.
The pattern in that second quarter, is it second unit or is it?
No, it's not. And that's the thing that's so alarming. It's been a little bit of both, you know. It's been a situation where the bench hadn't played well and, you know, we've lost lead that we've gotten behind. But it's also been a situation where the bench has played well. Starters have come back in. And, you know, last night, you know, when we took the bench out of the game, we were up 20 points, you know, actually. And we got up 22. It was, you know, we got up 52-30. And, you know, we in the quarter up 12 in the last. And that was with 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go. You know, if you look at the sheet, I just think that we've got to be more focused in. And as I said to the guys, we can't ever be content. We can't be content on where our record is. We can't be content on the way we're playing. We can't be content on us trying to make the playoffs. And it's like I said today, you know, if you look at it realistically, you know, we're 2.5 games out of second place. But if you look at it realistically, we're 3.5 games out of 12th place. And I think, you know, that's not a big margin of error any way you look at it. So we have to be good. Exactly. Exactly. No, I know. So that's my whole deal is that, you know, we have to stay focused. And, you know, you can't afford to let these games slip away because in the end, they're always the one that you point to and go, oh, God, you know, if we'd have beaten Milwaukee at home or if we hadn't lost to Miami at home, boy, we would be in great shape. So I don't want us to be one of those teams this year that has to say that.
Is that the frustrating thing is trying to isolate that variable of what it is and not figuring out?
Can't do it, you know, and I guess that's what drives me crazy. I went home last night. I watched the tape. You know, I watched that part in the second quarter twice, and I don't get why we do some of the things that we do, you know. I mean, the turnovers become alarming, and then, you know, we'll take care of the rebounding for a phase, and then at the end of the night, they end up with 17. You know, I just, guys, you know, a team shoot 38% against you, it should not be a close game. Unless you're turning the ball over and they're getting offensive rebounds. And that's exactly what happened last night.
I mean, everyone understands what the problem is. Guys are saying all the right things after games.
time to stop talking and...
No. Guys, we go all the way back. Like I said, if you go back a month, it's time to stop talking and start doing, you know, start performing. And it's time for us to stop turning the ball over, to stop the offensive rebounding and stuff like that, and then perform, I'm telling you.
Are they taking it on themselves, or that's them not...
No, I think they're taking it upon themselves. I just don't know why we lose that focus. And it's not for, you know, it's always for 6 minute stretch at the most, 5-6 minute stretch. And then we realize what's going on and we refocus and then we play and we take care of business. But, you know, some teams you're able to do that against, other teams you're not, you know.
Last night was more along with it, but I mean, it was still 12 at halftime and it wasn't like they went on a 20-0 run and it was gone.
No, I mean, we had 12 at halftime and then we came out and actually I think we made the first basket, you know. And then it seemed like every time we got a little separation, something would happen. Either we'd give up an offensive rebound or they would make, you know, three straight threes and they'd go from 10 to 1. But that's why I say when you build a league like that, you have to take care of that league. And I don't mean that, you know, you're up 24, you're going to be up 30 at the end of the halftime. You know, they're going to be runs, but you got to also be able to come up with stops. You know, if they're going to make a run, then you got to be able to have a couple of stops where you didn't come down and score. And so instead of 24 points, maybe it's 16. But it can't get into that area where, you know, we're playing from behind. You know, we actually played from behind for a few minutes in that game.
During this stretch, do you think anything has to do with the fact you had to shuffle the rotation a little bit because LB was out and now he's back in and maybe you guys are adjusting to different
You know, maybe a little bit, but I don't, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, anybody out there has to perform and we're not doing that. So when we put guys out there, we expect them to, you know, to play hard, to perform, to play good, to make open shots, to defend. That's what we have to do.
Mike getting out of town, being together and eliminate home distractions.
I don't know. I really am lost. You know, we're trying to, you know, maybe we'll change the rotations a little bit and look at that and see if that'll help or, you know, maybe we'll change the personnel in the rotation. I don't know. But we're definitely going to have to do something because this is, you know, you can see on the sheet that I gave you, this is not just an occurrence, it's a pattern, so.
Drastic as like starting lineup?
No, I don't think we're ready to do that. No, I don't think we're ready to do that. I just think we've got to look at, but you know, it's tough to put your finger on it because like I said, it's not like our bench come in and they lose the lead, you know, or, you know, our starters come back in and they don't play well. It's a combination of two, really. And so we just have to look at it as a staff and try a couple of things, maybe experiment a little bit and see if we can get the thing taken care of.
In the past two games, it has been the starter unit and their turnovers.
It has been, yes, it has been. It has been.
He's made a lot of them.
Yeah, he has. Like I said, I still, you know what, he has the ball all the time. That's going to happen sometime where he does that. I mean, obviously, he's disappointed, you know, at his turnovers that he's had the last four or five games, you know. But, you know, we still have to play, and we have to play through that, and we have to find a way to make that happen. As I said, you know, when he handles the ball for us 80, 90% of the time, and, you know, so his turnovers obviously are going to be higher than most of the other guards in this league that handle the ball, you know, 40, 50% of the time.
Looking back just at last night, you inserted Earl to give him some minutes because of his hard work and everything. Was looking back at it, was it not a mistake, but
no, not at all.
What did you see from his?
Oh, I think that he's going to be a good player. I think he's going to be a very good player. You can see that he's going to be a good defender. He can rebound the basketball. You know, the shots that he took, I want him to take those shots. You know, he's open and nobody's guarding him. You know, if he's going to be a good player for us, he's got to learn to make those shots. So. I don't think Earl being in there had anything to do with it, you know.
So he's got to learn and get game experience.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to get better unless we find a way to play him. You know, we're up 24 points. I think if we're ever going to play him, give him an opportunity right there to give him some on-court time and good situations where he's playing with our starters and not playing with you know, the second or third unit are playing mop-up minutes. You know, I think guys like to be in the game when things are, you know, when it means something. So that's why we found an opportunity to do that. You know, Lou and those guys always play in those situations. He hadn't been able to do that, you know, in the last month or so.
I noticed this time around, a lot of times when the stars are struggling, you keep them in, like you want them to play through it as opposed to bringing in fresh crew. Is that something that you're doing by design?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can. I've never been a guy to, when a guy's struggling a little bit, you got to give him an opportunity to play through it. You know, and that's the way I've always been. I don't just take guys out of the game when they make a couple of mistakes here and there. So, you know, sometimes it takes guys a couple of minutes to get their rhythm back or something like that. We just got to see if that can happen.
How much did you struggle with, like, what you were going to say today to the team? Because it must feel like you addressed.
Oh, I was pretty direct with them. Right. You know, I knew what I was going to say, and I just, you know, as I said, I just don't think we can ever become content in where we are and what we're doing and how we're playing, you know. And I don't think we can ever use anything as an excuse. You know, there are no excuses. You know, we have high expectations, and, you know, we never talk about winning. We just talk about playing to our potential. And last night I didn't feel like we played to our potential. And, I mean, I let them know that. We watched some tape, you know, because we always do, you know, just so guys can see it, you know, because a lot of times if you say it and they don't see it, they really don't believe it, you know. So I think you got to make them aware, visually aware of that. And make them understand that, you know. And the thing that's, I guess the thing that's a positive about the whole thing is that we're only like a half a step off in a lot of the rotations and things like that. You know, we're, you know, one more half a step and we'll be in great defensive position. So we've really improved in that area from the standpoint of where we were last year. Now we just got to make that last little improvement where we're actually there and not there half a step late.
If it wasn't for all of the other stuff, would you consider this your best defensive stretch? It's two opponents that you've held below.
We've been really,
like, four or five games.
Yeah, we've been really good, and that's what we looked at today. You know, we just took our stats today and look at it and go, look at this, you know, 44, 43, 41, 38. We've been really good. But then you look at the other factors, you know, 23 turnovers, 35 points, you know. I mean, that just, you know, 17 turnovers, you know, 21 points, and, you know, 17 offensive rebounds. So those three areas, we got to do really well in two of those three. And when we don't, I think we struggle.
What were the stretches? Have been different individuals during the letdowns, or is it pattern of consistency?
No, I don't think it's been one guy. It hadn't been one guy. It's been a little bit of everyone, you know. That it's happened. It hadn't been one guy that we can go, well, he's playing terrible, we'll just take him out of the rotation. But it's been a lot of guys. There's been some starters, there's been some bench players. You know, it's been a little bit of everyone.
You do more video than usual today so that they would have to see it? Or
no, we just, you know, we like to watch after the game. After games, we usually watch a lot of defensive edits, you know. We probably pull off 25 defensive plays where, you know, we either do something really good and we show them, or, you know, we don't stick with the game plan, so we show them that too, because it usually results in a bad possession for us defensively.
You show them the Bogut one to say show how close it was to
them. Oh, we showed that one. Yeah, we showed that one. We showed it a bunch of times, actually. You know, we just.
Did he just slip on a pick and roll?
He did, and. Once again, we were a little bit late, you know, almost there, but not quite there. And, you know, I don't know how he missed the layup, to be honest with you.
Because he's Andrew Bogut.
$77
million. That little contest at the end of practice, it's guards versus big men. You just do shooting against each other. And
shooting, yeah. I mean, we like to get a lot of shooting in today. And, I mean, you know, we're not going to come down here and spend 2 hours battling each other and, you know, we are who we are. We just got to get back to who we are, you know.
Is there a prize for winning the big man versus?
Yeah, you get to eat hummus on the, you know, you get hummus and the.
True food story.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey,
yeah.
It all comes back around.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You get hummus and you get root salad, you know, I think is the prize for winning.
You go like right across the street to Paradise to get yourself something this and go to eat on the
plane. Paradise, I want something greasier than that, man. You know,
Mario's.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.